Dear Father in heaven, you know I'm always asking favors from you. My favorite is when I'm in your way, just doing whatever you want me to do. But in my morning prayer, I always ask you, what can I do to make Jesus smile? I owe him everything for what he has done for me. Heavenly Father, I'm asking for a favor again because I'd like to get a message to my wife, sort of a letter to heaven, because I know she's there with you. Please. Oh, dear Kaywin, I miss you so much. After 66 years of happy marriage, a unity, a oneness of our two lives, I feel like I'm trying to clap with one hand without you here, honey. I miss you so much. You know, we were in ministry for 66 years, and we were a team of powerful impact. God gave me the strength, and he gave you the ability to pray. And oh, my honey, I remember every time I preached someplace, you'd walk the auditorium before I preached and pray over every pew and who was going to be on those pews. And my, how God blessed with an impact. See, honey, that's that kind of teamwork. Right now, I'm missing it. I have to go pray for myself. Oh, my. And so often I hear a hymn or something that interferes with my concentration because it's one hymn you loved. And it causes me to choke up and to wonder what in the world. Oh, my goodness. Just can't help but pray. Father, I please get this message to her because so often I'd be face to face with Satan in places like hostile countries or various types of danger, like the Fukushima, Japan radiation incident spill, or after the tsunami, you'd be home praying for me, praying for my safety, for my effective impact of ministry, and a victory over Satan. Honey, I was reading in your Bible recently, and you had marked Psalm 91, the warrior psalm. Wow. I was both grateful and amused by the note you had tucked in it. It said, Father, please apply this psalm to my husband as he ministers for you in dangerous places. And I know, Lord, he's in broken places with broken people. But please, in addition, make him holy hazmat to hell. I just had to laugh, honey. You had followed up on my expressed desire to have my picture on a wanted poster in hell's post office. Oh, darling, I miss your ability to bring my wild ideas to reality. Goodness, your sense of balance, expert insight to my wild ideas. You were the balance factor that helped me know how to work, what to do. Your ability to manage our meager income to keep us debt-free for 66 years, except for one house. My, you're such a blessing. I'm having to do that now, and I know you were a blessing. How God put a country boy who spent his time hunting, working in the woods and swamps, put him together with a ballerina and an opera singer with the opera in St. Louis. One who has just been elected Miss Talent in the Miss Texas pageant. Hun, I'll never know. It was just his grace. I just realized that you were seeking God's will for a mate you wanted to be in ministry. And I was praying for a pastor's wife. Oh, foolish me. I met you on my birthday, my 20th birthday, but
I was 19, and I knew what I wanted in a wife. I even gave him dimensions, but he gave me half of what I ordered. But sugar, you were all I could handle. I guarantee you. Oh my! I was praying for a pastor's wife, and that's it. Prayer. Prayer brought us together, kept us together, in a 66-year marriage of powerful ministry and ecstatic joy. I'm so sorry you were paralyzed during your last year, during our last year together, really, on earth. I'm so sorry. But the silver lining to that black cloud, sugar, was God gave me a year to clean you, bathe you, feed you, and love on you in a way that lets you know that I love you. Oh my, he gave me a year to show you as your caregiver how much I really loved you. Oh, God is so good. And honey, I still remember believe that when you're in the midst of distress, that God uses that to glorify himself in you. And it's amazing. I believe that adversity is God's university. He is so good. Well, darling, I still love you with all my heart. And since I'm 88 now, maybe I'll get to see you soon. Anyway, all my love, sugar. Old ever-loving John L. And Father God, would you please call Kaywin to your throne and give her this message? Thank you. Bye-bye.